calling Dorothy Jane with D-Systems Health. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, because I want you back, because I think you're cute, and all sorts of other wonderful things. I really want to talk to you. Obviously, I sent another... it was intended to be a short video, and yeah, I'm sorry. It went to, 25 minutes or so. But I would suggest the content is a little more significant, probably more significant than what you get on Sunday morning, because I actually use the scripture. I'm sorry, but the Chris Bitterman's comment about driving by the drug place just really, I'm sorry that I find that humorous. Well, sad, really. The best idea I've come up with of late is because, as I described, in several videos lately to George about the idea of a pinprick to pop the bubble that is isolating me from my family, and I don't know how to lower the barrier, and obviously the barrier is very solid. So the only thing I can think of is to try to find ways to put more pressure on the barrier in order to crack through. If you have a better idea, again, as I suggested to George this morning, please find a better idea and get that better idea to me. But because otherwise, I have to find ways to increase the pressure. And I think the one way to do that is the videos to George. I think the content is a lot more. I think I'm clearer. And I think the information is clearer and deeper. Yeah, I grant you, it actually requires thought, and I know that's an offensive term. But I think I've improved on that. I think the content in there has both the consistency with Scripture and grace, and the recognition that we are flawed people, and that it will require a lot of grace to seriously start the reconciliation process. But it's got to be done. We can't push this off any longer. 7 years is ridiculous. 3 years of not being able to talk with my kids. I don't know who they are anymore. And when I get that email, that was either extremely cruel, or you're trying, or that's your way of doing that pinprick. I don't know. And I need to find some way. I need to find some way to open the door. And I don't know what else to do besides, again, more pressure. So I'm going to take those videos, put them on a regular DVD. So somebody, they don't need a computer, they plop it onto their DVD player and see them. I'll do that, and I'll do that maybe this weekend, and send them out to a variety of people. Hopefully, people who maybe not be, extended family, shall we say, people here, there, in Chattanooga, but mostly in the Lexington area. Hopefully, people that'll say, "What? I didn't know this is going on. This isn't right. Jen Cross, what's going on here? Dorothy Jane, do you know that your husband really is trying to reconcile with you?" That's the only thing I can think of. It's getting long. Two other things. A while back, Project Veritas, which is basically, they're effectively a Republican group. So I understand that. And some of the techniques they use and so forth is sensationalism and so forth. But it's just like when you look at somebody in the left wing. They have their issues too. Occasionally, both sides produce something that is true. And one of the things I do respect about Project Veritas is their outreach to whistleblowers, as I can relate. But Eric Cochran, specifically a Pinterest, I actually did the video on him because he described his last day at Pinterest, and as I described in my video, I lived it. Almost identical. So they have a video that was just put on today, I think, yesterday, today. You can check it. It's on their YouTube channel. Pinterest Insider honored with Impact Award in DC. Congratulatory stuff and rah-rah kind of stuff. Yeah, I understand that. But consider, may I suggest, what got me in trouble with Westar, obviously, was the financial. What Eric Cochran talks about was shadow banning, which I've demonstrated actually happening to me, with YouTube. There are things where, in case, Eric Cochran showed about specifically targeting groups that are politically incorrect, pro-life, Christian, things of that nature. And these are subtle techniques that are used, and he exposed some of them. And yes, I think it's there, and it's real, but it's just the surface. There are the hardball things that cost you more than your job. We've been very close to, well, I've been very close to some of them. It's hard to be abandoned after that. But I recommend watch that video. Project Veritas, if you look at the Pinterest Insider, honored with Impact Award in DC. Again, a lot of self-congratulation kind of stuff. Raw stuff. But consider what happened to this guy. And, well, me. One other thing. I did mention it in the video to George today. But, things were supposed to happen with Wayne in February. It's now December. They're a little late. When you're dealing with a multi-billion-dollar corporation, they don't care. Several of the people that were involved with, one was fired because of some theft. A lot of the other positions were changed. This person changed, that person changed, and so forth. But apparently now, finally got to the point that there are agreements in place. Rapid RMS actually has a new guy, Peter Ingram, who is actually has taken the position of president and has a lot of connections and is using those connections. And he got for us some equipment from Wayne, has been delivered to Georgia, and it'll come up to me here as I showed you the Invenco machine I had in the video today. I already have sitting right here. And effectively the Wayne version of that will be on its way to me shortly, which is an indication that I think this time is going to happen. And so a contract may be signed in January. A couple things may be on the table. One is I'll start being paid like a software developer again, which, great. There is the possibility of, some catch-up funds, because clearly the last few years have been difficult. And my intent is to live Romans 13:8. That is my first priority. And after that, I don't want a car. I don't want a bigger house. I am going to update my equipment. I'm going to get a nicer chair. Monitors are a big issue because I need to get away from LCD and move towards, I think, OLEDs because of the eye strain. So there probably would be some money put into that. You know, a little bit of equipment upgrade. Otherwise, you know, I have two really nice keyboards. They weren't cheap. They were like $165, but you know, they last. So I use a $30 mouse and they last for a couple years. And so I got to replace them every once in a while. Big deal. you know, I don't, you know, I'm not the kind of guy who's going to, you know, I need the nice fancy gaming machine. I don't. So I might move away from cardboard boxes to an actual table, but that's not a big deal. So what do I do? If this transpires, what do I do? And right now, I don't know. You know, maybe it won't transpire. You know, the deal that was supposed to sign in February, you know, it hasn't yet. So it may not happen. But, you know, the fact that I have this Invenco device here, the fact that we're dealing with Argentina, Sol, well, it's Orion Tech, you know, who the owner of the company shared a few couple hours with me in my living room, saw my cardboard boxes. You know, he flew in from Argentina a couple times, and I only saw him one of those troop trips. But anyway, so lots of details, and I don't know what to do about that. But still, you know, again, I'm trying to break down the walls between my family and me. The invitation to George is there. And I'm going to try to put some pressure on, unless you can give me some better option, this weekend. This weekend may have some difficulties, because I should be celebrating Sunday with my wife. Dorothy Jane is my wife, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm not playing at that. Dorothy Jane, my lady, I love you, I love you, I love you, and I want you back.